It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Why, could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. To think we have a whole week together, you and I. And I thought we'd just started out by ringing some bells. Here's a big one. Let's take it to the kitchen, all right? There's some smaller ones in this box. Hi, fish. That's the biggest bell I have to show you. And here's the smallest bell. I want you to hear the difference. Not only see the difference, but hear the difference. Now, here's the big one. Now, here's the little one. Did I hear that? Okay, I'll show you some of the others now. Here's one I like. This one's a cowbell. And here's one I think is made of porcelain. See? I think I'll hide them behind this box and see if you can tell me which one I'm ringing. See if you can tell me if it's the cowbell or the porcelain bell. Are you ready? Cowbell. Porcelain bell. Cowbell. Porcelain bell. Okay. Now let me show you these last two. This one is a crystal bell. And this are a lot of bells together. Sound like sleigh bells. Crystal. Sleigh bells. Okay. Hide them again. Now will you tell me which it is? Crystal bell or sleigh bell? Sleigh bell. Crystal bell. Crystal bell. Sleigh bell. There's a collection of bells. You know, some glasses sound like bells. Let me get one. I think there's a crystal bell here. Crystal glass. Get some water for it. And I'll show you an experiment. Listen to this ring. See that drinking glass sounds a little like a bell. If it had a clapper in it, it would go like that. But if you put water in it, you can change the tone. Hear the difference? I think it would work with this pitcher because it's not made of crystal. It's made of something different, plastic. I often wondered how drinking glasses like this are made. You know, how people actually make glasses like this. I'd like you to see how people in a factory make glasses like this. They're actually blown. People blow the glass. Seen a glass like this? Did you know that the thing was made like that? There was really a top on it before it was finished? Let's have some make-believe. Maybe make-believe about a bell. Okay? Here, trolley. Make believe that somebody in the neighborhood of make believe gets a bell. Right? Okay, trolley. We're ready for our time of make believe today.
Oh, there's trolley.
Yes, we're just on time.
Did Prince Tuesday seem very happy to see Henrietta?
Oh, yes. He smiled at her.
She's a very good babysitter, isn't she?
Oh, my, yes. She'll take good care of him while we're at the theater seeing Joey Hollingsworth dance.
Is Henrietta in the castle tucking him in bed now?
Yes, she is. And I think we can go now. Come along.
Here we go. Joey Hollingsworth.
Oh, hey, Johnny, take it into double time now, okay? Yeah, that's it. Now, okay, now I want you to take it back to the slow part, okay?
Master dancer Joey Hollingsworth, I presume?
Good afternoon, Mr. Hollingsworth.
Good afternoon, Your Majesties. My, it's nice to see you both.
Oh, and it's always a pleasure to see you, too, Mr. Hollingsworth. It was good of you to come all this way to dance for us.
I hope the trip wasn't too hard for
you. Oh, no, you know me. I think I'd dance halfway around the world just to entertain you both.
Oh, I love you to be here, and may I say, the word is proceed, begin. Thank you. Thank you. Bravo.
Oh, encore. I would love to have another one.
Again?
Oh, yes, please.
Well, I could do a faster one this time.
Oh, lovely, yes.
All right.
Faster one.
Well,
that was perfectly breathtaking, Mr. Hollingsworth.
Oh, well, and I thank you, and I also thank Mr. Costa and his Royal Orchestra. Excellent. You know, the part when you went, and touched your shoes and all? My.
Yes, well, you haven't practiced the way Mr. Hollingsworth has.
I know I haven't. you will, of course, come to the castle living quarters with us, won't you?
I'd be delighted to.
We have the guest room made up for you, Mr. Hollingsworth. Can you stay with us?
Oh, that'd be very nice. And that way I'd be able to see all my friends in the neighborhood before I have to go back.
Good. Well, let's be off then.
I do have to make a stop at the Bellmaker's on my way back to the castle.
Bellmaker? What for?
Well, Henrietta Pussycat is taking care of Little Tuesday right now.
Yes.
And King Friday thought it would be nice to take her a bell as a thank you present.
Oh, I see. Well, in that case, I'll go directly to the castle's living quarters. And I'll meet you there, okay?
Good enough, Mr. Hollingsworth, and farewell.
We'll meet you there.
Bye-bye
thank
now.
You again.
Lovely, lovely.
Meow, meow, Joey Hollingsworth, meow.
Oh, Henrietta. And how are you, my lovely one?
Meow, fine, meow.
Hey, I understand you're looking after Prince Tuesday.
Meow, meow, asleep now. Meow, your mother is with him, meow.
I bet you take good care of him.
Meow, try to. Meow, 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 King Friday, meow.
Oh, he had to stop off for a little something on the way home.
Oh, then Mr. Hollingsworth, Henrietta.
Meow, King Friday, meow. Just ask me, meow, you.
Well, I've brought this little token for you, and thank you for taking care of Prince Tuesday.
Meow, meow, bell, meow.
You've always liked bells.
Meow, 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 have.
Mr. Hollingsworth gave us such lovely dances.
Meow, meow, meow.
Thank you both. Farewell.
Meow, King Friday, meow, 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 bell.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Meow, meow, take it home, meow.
Hey, I was just thinking, I'm going to go through the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Would you like a piggyback ride home?
Meow, meow, fine,
meow. Okay. Yeah, you hop up on my shoulders now.
Meow, 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 meow.
All righty, here we go. Hey, Henrietta, would you like to go into your the back door?
Yeah,
now. All right. Put this bell.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, it rings nice.
Meow.
Meow. Oh, and you got meow, your second
meow,
bell
meow,
up there.
Meow, 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 meow. Two bells, meow.
Hey, what's going on? Oh, hi, Joey Hollingsworth. How in the world are you?
Hi, actually, just great. And how's yourself?
Oh, all right, I guess.
Well, you don't sound too happy.
Meow, meow, meow. Unhappy, meow, 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 king.
Well, what's this about the king?
Oh, about the king. Oh, nothing.
Wanted me a job too.
Oh, did you want the king to let you do something for him too, like Henrietta?
He never seems to let me do anything.
Well, did you ask him?
Well.
Oh, I see. Well, oh, X, what do you think of Henrietta's new bell?
Where'd you get that, Henrietta?
Meow, king, meow, meow to me.
Shucks, that's just what I mean.
Oh, I think he feels left out, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 suppose so, meow. Mm.
Sure is a nice little bell you have, though.
Yeah. Meow, meow, meow,
let's ring
meow,
the big one.
Meow, 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 meow.
You ring the big one, I'll ring the little one, okay?
Would you all cut out the racket out here, please?
Oh, are the bells bothering you, X?
You're darn right they are. I've got important things to do.
Meow, 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 sorry, meow.
Well, that's not enough. Just don't ring them anymore.
Oh, we can't promise you that, X.
Meow, meow, try to meow quieter, meow.
Okay. Well, bye.
I guess he's a little mad.
Meow, meow, meow.
Henrietta, did the king refuse to let him do anything?
Meow, I don't know.
Well, did he ask the king for a job?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, I'll be back tomorrow and see how things work out, okay?
Meow, 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 thanks. Meow, thanks, meow, meow, ride, meow.
Oh, that's all right, Henrietta.
Meow, meow.
Bye-bye now.
Meow.
X was angry because Henrietta got something that he didn't get. That is kind of hard, isn't it? Maybe X felt small because of what happened and needed to talk with somebody about it so that he could feel better about himself. Maybe he'd say, I'm angry, and I can tell you why. The reason I am angry is that somebody made me feel very small. And all of a sudden, I cried. I almost lied and said I wasn't scared. But I was scared. And now I'm angry, I'm angry. It was sort of like somebody bringing a present for your brother or sister and nothing for you. Sure, that can make you feel bad, can't it? Well, we'll talk more about that tomorrow. But right now, why don't we take a walk? Now we go over, well, to Betty's little theater or someplace like that and just see what's going on. All right? Ready for a walk with me? Come along to Betty's little theater. Betty.
Hi, Fred.
Hi. My friend and I were taking a walk and just wondered if you were doing anything here today.
I sure am. I'm previewing some films. Oh. Have you got a minute?
We've got more than a minute.
Yeah. I've got a nice short one to show you. It's about a kaleidoscope.
Kaleidoscope.
You'd think that you were looking through one. You know, they're those tubes and you hold them up and...
Little pieces of colored things make different patterns at the end.
Yes.
I'd like to see it. Could I turn the lights out for you?
Would you?
Sure.
Thanks. Just get this sound button. Okay. Just stop it for just a minute. I have an idea. Sure.
Just a minute. It looks so much like a kaleidoscope that if you take your hand, like that, you could do it. Take your hand, make a circle, and then just look at your television set and try to get that circle kaleidoscope into your hand and pretend that this is really a kaleidoscope. And we could look at the movie that way, too.
Okay.
Want to try?
Sure.
Right.
Ready?
I think it'll work, yeah.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. See?
Uh-huh.
Just make your hand big enough so that you see the hole and you'll be in.
Like having a
kaleidoscope. Having it right in your hand. Film.
Yeah, I'm so glad you came by just in time.
Get the lights. Oh. Well, that was more than a minute.
Oh,
thanks for the visit.
Came.
See you
You're
soon.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Bye.
Did you think that was a beautiful film that Betty had? The way the things went in different designs. I liked it. Sort of reminded me of the sound of the bells and the glass. Those different designs. Could make a kaleidoscopic design with some paper and crayons. Could even use something round like that to draw the circles. If you want to. Different color circles. Oh, you have good ideas. You'll make your own designs. It's about time for me to put some things away here. Water down the drain. Maybe I like that one the best. And the cowbell, too. Pack up our bells and think about tomorrow. I've liked being with you today, and I think I'll like it again tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Four, two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. Sure, lots of different bells in the world, lots of different people, but you're the only one who's exactly like you. Yeah, and I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.